理课堂听 class.com。
Previously on Prison Break.
I'm looking for someone. A guy named Lincoln Burroughs.
Man killed the vice president's brother.
Why you want to see Burroughs so bad anyhow?
Because he's my brother. I'm getting you out of here.
Come on.
It's impossible. Not if you design the place, it isn't.
You've seen the blueprints.
Better than that. I've got them on me.
Nick Saverin. As of now, both of you are dead.
This is Belly. Our wing has been breached.
Belly, no!
The chair isn't the only way to take a man's life in prison.
What are you doing?
Your father's already in trouble. There's nothing we can do about it.
Come on!
My first assignment's on PI. We're up here cleaning out toxic mold.
PI, I didn't know that. We'd never sign inmates to do that.
Tyler Robert.
This here must be your daughter.
It's over! We don't need him no more!
You're not gonna kill him!
One for the team.
Seventeen days from now, they strap my brother to an electric chair. Send 50,000 volts coursing through his body for a crime he didn't commit. I'm here to make sure that doesn't happen. I've been in Fox River nearly 3 weeks now. In that time, I've managed to get out the back of my cell and into the old steam pipes that run beneath the prison. Those pipes are our way out.
Think of this place like it's a map of the U.S. Our cell over there, that's New York City. Infirmary, our exit, it's California. The pipes beneath our feet that connect the two?
Route 66.
Route 66. Our ticket out of here.
I assume we're doing this at night.
That's right.
We're locked up, Fish. Your boy is in solitary. Are we just gonna fly out of our cages and ride into your cell, right into New York City?
You're not. You're gonna meet me halfway in St. Louis. Route 66 runs directly beneath that building. It's the only building sitting on top of those tunnels. All we gotta do is get in there on PI and dig ourselves an on-ramp. Shortly after, we hit the infirmary. Then we'll be inside those walls.
What's in there?
It's an old storage room. Figure John here can pull all the strings he needs.
It's not that easy, Fish. That's a restricted area. I gotta be able to justify it to the bulls now. There's gotta be some actual work to be done in there for me to get in there, you follow?
Then you better figure it out. Because if we don't get in that room, we're not getting out of here.
I'm feeling kinda left out.
New York, California, St. Louis. What are we discussing?
Talking baseball, actually.
Huh. Now that's a subject I just happen to know quite a bit about.
What a shame the conversation's over.
Really now? That ain't a way to treat a teammate. I'm coming along on this endeavor whether you like it or not. Because I got a hell of a singing voice otherwise.
I won't take that piece of crap along. I won't do it.
Me neither.
We won't have to. He'll be out of the picture soon enough.
The state provides $25,000 insurance, plus donations from the Illinois Corrections Officers Foundation.
That's the last thing on my mind right now, Warden. Do you know who killed him?
We have some leads. But I can promise you this. We are not going to rest until we find out what happened.
His pictures are missing. He had a photo of our daughter in here.
Not to worry, we'll find them.
I begged him not to take this job.
Shauna, I am so sorry.
I'll walk you to your car.
Captain, I need to speak with you for a second.
I'll meet you in the hallway.
I want the son of a bitch who did this. Now you do whatever you need to do to find him. You understand?
You got 5 boxes. You want to give me a hand?
Veronica.
That phone call was textbook scare tactics. That's what they want. They want to scare us from doing what they know we can do.
And what's that?
Expose them.
This guy bothering you again, Miss Donovan?
No, Lucas. The other night was my fault. It was a misunderstanding.
Okay. But if you need anything...
Trust me. You'll be the first person I call.
Here. Let me.
Those boxes contain 7 years of criminal appellate work. If there's a precedent in there somewhere that can help us suspend Lincoln's execution, we're going to find it.
You can just leave those by the door, Lucas. I'll bring them in.
Oh, that's okay. I've got your key right here.
If I didn't know better, I would say Lucas was sweet on you.
Very funny.
Down.
How's that going to help us?
A few years ago, the chapel burned down, and the DOC realized they had some toxic issues. You know, asbestos, lead paint, you name it. They couldn't find the contractors, so they put the inmates on the job. We spent like 5-6 hours in there at a time. But the good news is, no guards came around almost at all.
Can you get us in there?
Been doing a little, thinking. I'm gonna need a PI card, honey. I mean, that's where this whole thing is happening, isn't it?
It's on its way.
You're slow walking me, aren't you?
Why would I do such a thing?
You think Bellick's gonna pop me for shanking that CO Bob? Maybe you'll take a little walk and tell him for yourself, right? Then I'll be out of here for good. And I got news for you. If I go down for killing Bob, believe me, I'm gonna take a little walk of my own. Tell him about that hole you got behind your toilet. So, how about that PI card?
I don't know if you remember, but that summer before fifth grade, when I stayed with you a couple weeks, and you thought I broke your glass coffee table?
Huh?
And when you came home, I denied it. But you told me you could care less about the coffee table. You just didn't want me lying to you. And you said I'd feel a lot better if I just told you the truth. And you promised not to be angry.
I remember.
Well, I broke it.
I know.
You know, if there's anything that you want to get off your chest, you can tell me, and I promise I won't get angry.
You want to know if I killed that guy? I went there planning to do something wrong. But I didn't kill that guy. Someone's working hard to make it look like I did. Anyway, there's a chance the execution may not happen.
What?
Veronica's working my case, and I got a reporter coming today who actually believes I'm innocent. So I ain't dead yet. LJ, look at me. You gotta have faith, kid. Just have a little faith.
Kellerman.
Well?
Taken care of.
Good. Now move on to the second thing.
If you could see what we're looking at, believe me, Burroughs is going to get the message.
Which is what you've assured me of before. Yet that message keeps getting returned to sender. Now move on the second thing and report back.
I'm headed there now.
You're thinking too much.
Yeah, God forbid.
He's gonna toss every cell in this block until he finds the killer.
If he tosses this one, he's gonna find the hole back there in a heartbeat.
I know.
We gotta turn T back in. That's the only way it'll stop.
We turn him in, he'll talk.
So we're screwed either way, aren't we?
What? Right there. St. Louis.
Thought this was storage.
This looked like storage to you, you idiot? It's a restricted area. It's a CO break room. Now back it up. Back it up now!
Sorry, officer. Won't happen again.
Freaking break room? Are you kidding me?
They must have changed it since the retrofit.
The bulls are camped out in there. They'll never leave.
You got a backup plan?
There isn't one. It's the only room sitting on top of that pipe. It's the only way out, and we got to get back in there.
Impossible, Fish.
Maybe not.
Check it out.
I don't get it. How come they let him into the guards room?
He's a trustee. One's with the highest security clearance.
Well, why him?
He can be trusted. How does one become a trustee? Just have a spotless record for the last 30 years.
Pretty much counts all of us out.
Which means we've got to get him on board. Forget it. Guy's a Boy Scout. Mr. Westmoreland.
Hey, Michael.
You found your cat yet?
Still MIA.
Could always get another.
I don't want another. Besides, it's a moot point. She was grandfathered. Once she's gone, no more pets.
Wouldn't be an issue if you're on the outside.
Still tugging on that leash, eh?
Yep. And this is the part where I extend a formal invitation.
Because you still think I'm D.B. Cooper.
I don't think. I know.
The way I see it,
you're in here doing 60 to life for vehicular manslaughter. It would have been 20, but the car you were in was stolen. Felony murder rule cubes up your sentence. And here you are. Hitting that woman was an accident. But the car? No one accidentally steals a car. So the question is, why would Charles Westmoreland be in Arizona boosting a car? 10 states away from where he lived, and only 10 miles away from the Mexican border. And why, 2 days before that, would someone make a phone call to his wife from a motel in Portland? Stones throw away from the airport, out of which, shortly after, Flight 305 was hijacked by one D.B. Cooper. 7 hours after the hijacking, records show Charles Westmoreland was treated for a busted knee at a free clinic in Brigham City. Only way to get from Portland, Oregon to Brigham City, Utah in 7 hours is in a car, breaking every land speed record known to man, or flying. It's public record D.B. Cooper jumped out of that 727 about an hour after takeoff, taking a dive at 10,000 feet with $1.5 million in cash and a hastily packed parachute might make for a pretty rough landing. Rough enough to shatter some bones. Maybe even a left knee. D.B. Cooper would have had a car waiting for him when he landed. According to DMV records in 1971, Charles Westmoreland was the proud owner of a 65 Chevy Nova. As it happens, a 65 Chevy Nova with the registration number scraped off was found abandoned with a blown gasket along the Arizona border. A mile or two away from where you accidentally hit that woman with your stolen car.
Interesting story.
Interesting man.
But you didn't answer one thing.
What's that?
Maybe I did hurt my knee. I did steal that car. And I did accidentally hit that poor lady. But how could I have hijacked a plane in Portland on November 24th when I was in Folsom finishing up a 30-day drunken disorderly? I hope you weren't hanging this whole escape on that money, because I'm not the one in possession of it. Thanks for the invite, though.
Veronica. Veronica, come on. We're okay.
How is this okay, Nick? Somebody just tried to kill us.
I know. I was there.
Then act like it, okay? We just watched a man burn to death right in front of us. Oh my God. Lucas. Oh my God.
It's okay. It's okay.
We just left him there.
There's nothing we could do for him. He was dead as soon as he opened the door.
I am trying so hard to understand all this, Nick. Who these people are, what they want. How we just walked away from there without even calling the police.
We did it because these people we're dealing with won't stop until we're dead. Now, if they think we're dead like they do right now, maybe we get a little breathing room here. We figure out what our next move is.
No, we should go to the police.
I've been telling myself the same thing, but you know what? They're bigger than the police. Now, we go to the authorities, and all we're going to be doing is broadcasting to them that we're still alive. And then we got their target right in our backs again.
We can't hide forever.
No, maybe not forever, but I think I know a place we can, at least for a little while.
We'll just have to go in there ourselves, then.
Like I said, unless the old man's in, it's not possible. And even if it were, with the guards in there, there's no way in hell they're just going to sit back and watch us start a fire.
See, I already figured that part out. I've been thinking.
And?
That thing you're doing at the Pope's office? You using rubber cement?
Yeah.
Can you get some out of there?
Maybe. Why?
Look, there's a coffee maker in the guards room, right? I got to hook up with one of my boys in the kitchen. If we can get rubber cement in the bottom of that coffee pot, when the burner goes on...
It's a good idea. But without Westmoreland, we're never getting in that room.
Well, he doesn't want any part of the escape?
No.
Then what does he want? He's got to want something. Everybody wants something.
Come on, kitty. Come on. You're kitty, kitty. That's a good girl. Come on. I don't believe it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where'd you find her?
In the yard, by the chapel.
Why do I get the feeling there's a string attached to this?
Not a string, just a favor.
I'm not D.B. Cooper.
That's all right. Because it's not going to take D.B. Cooper to do what I need done.
What's that?
All I want you to do is take a certain coffee pot into the guard room at a certain time and turn the burner on.
Why?
Let's just say it'd be in everyone's best interest if a fire were to start in there.
Marilyn, did you think he was the arsonist type?
I'm not. I'm the cleanup crew type. The type that gets access to all kinds of tools.
Michael, I'm grateful for this. I really am. But I've made it a point to keep my nose clean ever since I walked into this place. 32 years without a blemish. If that parole board date ever comes, I want to be ready. I can't jeopardize that. Sorry. Michael. Thanks, though. Really.
After what you went through in the riot, I thought you might take a day off.
Yeah, I'm fine. I couldn't find anybody to cover for me anyway.
I hope you don't feel like you owe me anything.
I do. I really appreciate what you did for me.
But
you told me that you had been up in the crawl space for PI, and PI was never assigned to go there.
We're done here, right?
Michael, don't be like that. I just want some answers.
Thanks for the shot, Doc.
Sue Parsons, Headline Press.
Nice coming by.
Appreciate you taking the time.
Appreciate you looking into my case.
So, what can you tell me? From what I understand, you have numerous people working on your behalf as we speak.
Yeah, Veronica Donovan, she's my attorney, and Nick Saverin, he works at Project Justice.
Saverin. Okay, have they gotten very far?
Nothing to go to court with. Not yet, anyway.
You ever think it's just time to let go? Accept what happened?
Let go, yeah. Accept what happened? Never. I mean, would you, if someone had set you up, destroyed your life?
I guess I'm thinking in terms of the pain and anguish it's caused your friends and loved ones.
People who care about me, they believe me. That's all that matters to me right now. That's all I got.
You have a son. Lincoln Jr., LJ.
Yeah, why?
I have a source that tells me if you accept what happened and stop fighting your execution, your son will be left out of this. If not, I hope you said goodbye to him when he left here this morning.
Who are you?
One Burroughs is gonna die. Up to you which one.
Who are you? Who are you?
LJ Burroughs?
Yeah?
I'm Officer Hale with Juvenile Court. We just need to do a quick survey of the residents, make sure the environment here is reflective of the terms of your probation. Your parents home?
No, but they'll be home any minute.
Well then, let's get started.
LJ and his dad. Never said how it went this morning.
It sounded fine. Of course, everything a 15-year-old boy tells his mother is fine.
Look, no offense, but can I see some kind of identification?
Sure.
LJ, we're home! LJ, you here?
Oh, my God.
Drop the phone, lady. This is the only warning I'm giving you. Drop it.
Run!
You're gonna get to four buttons before I get to one. Come on.
LJ, get out of here!
Thank you.
Where are you going, LJ?
What do you want from me?
Cooperation. That's all.
You want cooperation? I know what you look like, you son of a bitch. I'm going to the police.
Going to the police? I don't think that's such a good idea, LJ. I mean, with your prints on the murder weapon and all.
I didn't touch the murder weapon.
Of course you didn't. I mean, I know that. And you know that. I just don't think you're going to have much luck convincing ballistics of that.
Who the hell are you people?
Just concerned neighbors. I heard a bit of a ruckus at the Ricks' house. Gosh, you know, I guess we really should have seen it coming. I mean, all the signs were there. Drug use, decline in academic performance, but we didn't think he'd ever do something like this.
No one's going to believe that.
Yes, they will. And when they catch you, and they will catch you, LJ? They're going to try you as an adult. You know what that means? We can help you, LJ. We're the only hope you got.
No, you're not.
She made that choice, not you.
Let's find the kid.
He got Marilyn back.
Sure did.
That's good. How long ago you quit smoking?
A little over 9 years now.
You don't mind, do you? Feel a kinship with you, Charles. More than any other con here. And we've seen a lot, haven't we?
Sure have.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I've always treated you fair.
I've always appreciated that fact.
I've known Bob since he was 18 years old. I got him this job. You can imagine how responsible I feel.
I can't help you with that, boss.
I think you can. Where it is, he died in front of yourself. And you were right here when it happened.
We've both been around long enough to know that when a con starts that snitching business, he's not long for this world. Don't put me in that position, boss.
If you don't tell me who killed Bob before I leave this cell, our friendship goes with it.
Moreland knows, and his jaw ain't that strong.
What's this?
Nothing.
You stalker.
I'm not a stalker. I don't get it.
What is there to get?
He doesn't fit the profile. Right? The man's got a graduate degree. He lives in my neighborhood. Guys like that hang out in Streeterville. They drink single malt scotch. They pay $200 for Cubs tickets. They don't rob banks.
Maybe he couldn't afford season tickets. Maybe that's why he robbed the bank.
Thank you. I'm actually being serious.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why do you care so much?
Because he lied to me.
They all lie to you.
Maybe because he's one guy in here I can actually get to. One guy I can make a difference with.
Go home, girl. You keep burning it at both ends like this. You're gonna drive yourself crazy.
Good night.
I'm sorry, Burroughs.
Both of them were dead by the time the paramedics got there.
What about my son?
He's missing. The police are treating him as a fugitive.
Fugitive?
They found his prints on the murder weapon.
It's impossible. I need to call him.
No, I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that? His life's in danger.
Look, Burroughs! The police have instructed me that this is an ongoing investigation. And as such, any contact you make with your son could potentially aid and abet him as a fugitive. I'm sorry.
Warden.
Please!
What's up, T?
We family, right?
Hell yeah, we are.
Well, I'm in a quandary, and I need your help. Belloc's squeezing tighter and tighter around here, and you're right. Eventually, somebody's mouth is gonna start moving. Dingy is chalky. If I get popped for this, what with my priors and predisposition to violent behavior, I'll spend the rest of my life in the shu. But if you come forward with only a drug convictions and a whole lot of remorse...
I can't do that,
too. I ain't finished yet.
No need. I ain't going down for murdering no hack. I mean, you understand that, don't you? You ain't mad, are you?
No, Trokey. I'm not.
Need out. I gotta find them.
You will. Both of us. Soon.
They're coming after my family, Michael.
You gotta trust me. We're gonna get this done.
Get this done. How? Tell me. Michael, tell me.
You can't, can you?
I gotta get out of here now. LJ's in trouble.
Schofield! How about it?
Just stick with me.
go out there, they will gun you down.
I don't care anymore.
Well, you better start thinking about what you're doing. Because you can't help LJ if you're dead.
What the hell's going on in here? Huh? We got a problem?
No.
Well, then get on your feet. Let's go. What the hell's going on in building two? Come in.
Fire is key up right now.
Thanks. I didn't do it for you.
Found the source. Someone in here smoked these? Bilsons?
Bellick.
Captain Bellick, get someone to see you.
What the hell do you want?
I know who killed Bob, sir.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how they got there.
Bad enough you killed a guard. Don't try to lay it off on somebody else now.
Just set me up! Hey, set me up!
Wow.
Your father lived here?
Yeah. He wanted someplace that was completely off the grid. A place the government didn't even know existed. Tapped into the power lines, well supplies the place with water. Last few years of his life, he barely even left the property.
It's...
Yeah. You spent so many years fighting cops and prosecutors and judges trying to take your freedom for something you didn't do. You use every cent you had. And attorney's fees you wind up losing anyway. 15 years of his life. Almost all of his son's childhood. I guess I can forgive him for wanting to hide away. Be left alone.
We'll be safe here until we figure out our next move.
Yeah, hold up here a minute. Hold up here. Seems to be a bit of confusion. I'm supposed to be on this detail.
I don't think so.
Oh, John. You can't be serious. Not after our long, illustrious history we shared together. All those nights in New York City. In California. In St. Louis. They were good times, weren't they, John? Tell the badge here about it.
Because if you don't want to, I certainly could.
I want this place gutted. The drywall's got to be torn out. The studs got to be removed.
Boss, we got some toxic issues here. Asbestos to start with.
Take it up with the union.
All I'm saying is, this room's your only priority now. It better be brand spanking new when you're done.
If anybody's thinking about getting cute, trying to trunk one of these tools out of here. Brady's got the outline of every single piece of hardware in here.
And at the end of every day, every single piece better match up. Or you're all going to the hole.
Let's go. This goes down 4 feet. Connects to the main line below. All we've got to do is widen it, and we've got ourselves an on-ramp to Route 66.
Whoa. You're gonna hear this, man.
They won't.
Come on, pretty. We're a team now.
Let's get cracking, eh?
You, shut up.
Really think you're gonna get to four buttons before I get to one?
I don't have my glasses. How about you read this for me? Tell me the news, the latest developments.
Evidently, there was an explosion in a Gold Coast apartment in Chicago yesterday. Gas line. Everyone inside was killed.
Shame. Anything else? How about that kid up in Oak Park, the one they say killed his parents?
Oh, they got him.
They did?
He's in custody.
Good. I imagine heads would have rolled if he hadn't been caught. Lives would have been lost. How about you hand that back to me? Now that it's yesterday's news, we can put it behind us, can't we? Move on to the next chapter of our lives. You're not just doing this for me, you know. Or my brother. Yes?
They're ready for you, Madam Vice President.
You're doing it for your country.